好感謝天父俾我哋今日咧特別嘅五堂嘅信息咧，係有英語部嘅兩位牧者係喺聖經裏面教導我哋嘅。第一位咧就係Pastor Ho Ming Choi， 崔浩明牧師。佢崔牧師咧，其實咧就一直咧都喺我哋教會咧至少喺度成長嘅，並且咧佢係四代咧都佢嘅婆婆啦、爸爸媽媽啦，加上佢嘅姨啊、姨丈啊，佢自己同埋佢嘅妻子。Katie 師母啦，同埋咧係三個孩子咧，都一直喺我哋教會聚會同埋有侍奉嘅，所以咧係叫做四代同堂喺我哋教會裏面。所以今日咧好多謝佢嚟到我當中。第二位咧我哋亦都係介紹咧英語部咧係第二位牧者就係 Pastor Yvonne Chan， 亦都係我哋粵語部嘅師母嚟嘅。咁我都好多謝佢今日嚟到我當中做翻譯，同埋佢嘅屋企人咧都係坐喺佢側邊咧係支持佢嘅。咁不如咁啦，各位牧師師母同埋師長一齊起身啦，等我哋認識一下你哋好唔好？我哋用誠不最最熱烈掌聲咧歡迎佢哋嚇，請崔牧師同埋 Pastor Yvonne 上嚟我哋正道。多謝你，多謝你師母。
Well, very good morning to everybody here.
大家各位早晨。
Thank you, Pastor Sophia, for that nice intro.
多謝 Pastor Sophia 呢個嘅介紹。
When I told the English folks that I'm coming to Cantonese to speak,
我同英文堂嘅姊妹講咧，弟兄姊妹講我今日咧喺粵語堂講道。
They asked me two questions. Always the same two questions.
成日都係咧有人問我呢兩個問題嘅。
Number one, are you going to speak Cantonese?
第一個就話你係咪用廣東話講道啊？
Number two, are you going to wear a suit?
第二咧就係你會著西裝啊
！So I'm wearing a suit today. As you can see, I tried to match the worship team.
今日咧我就著咗西裝，而且咧同敬拜小組差唔多顏色啦。
I want to say I really enjoy the time of worship with you today.
今日咧我好享受咧同你一齊嘅敬拜。
Yes, praise God. I know that one song was an original song, so maybe we should record that someday.
有一首歌我知道咧係自己人寫嘅，所以我哋咧要慢慢記錄起出嚟啦。
Now, the other question I want to answer is, I will be speaking English.
我咧就會用英文講。
Every time everybody asks me that, they have so much confidence that I can speak in Cantonese.
如果有人問我嘅時候咧，點解會覺得咧我能夠用廣東話講到咧
？But I will have. Thank you, Yvonne, for translating for me.
多謝師母咧幫我翻譯。
The secret is though, I can understand most of what you say to me in Cantonese.
其實咧有個秘密話俾你聽咧，你講嗰啲廣東話咧，我大部分都聽得明嘅。
Yeah. So if you outside, we can chat. You can use Cantonese, and I will respond mainly in English, but some Cantonese.
如果出邊同我傾偈嘅時候咧，你可以用廣東話同我講，我會用英文答你，或者少少廣東話答你。
Some of you say, "Am I 真㗎？真㗎
？Is it really true? Is it really true?
真㗎，真㗎。
真㗎，真㗎。Oh, it's true.
I was at Yorkdale Mall the other day.
喺前幾日咧，我去到一個商場 ，Yorkdale 嘅商場。
Have you been to Yorkdale, it's really renovated, it's really new.
你有冇去到嗰商場啊？而家佢裝修過，好好喎。
Right, it's very all these lights and decoration.
好多嘅布置，好多燈飾。
Fancy stores.
好多好靚嘅商場。
They have one of my favorite stores are Uniqlo.
有一個名咧係叫 Uniqlo.
And you know, I was walking through and I felt something I didn't think I was going to feel.
當我一路行嘅時候咧，我有一個感覺咧，係我冇諗過會咁嘅。
You know, I felt a sadness, an emptiness inside.
我覺得裏邊咧好有啲傷感，同埋有啲嘅空虛。
Now, why is that?
點解會咁咧
？It's a Christmas season. As I walk through a mall, it should be a happy feeling.
有聖誕節入去商場，應該好快樂嘅。
I was exposed to so many different messages from so many different companies, all depicting the good life.
喺呢一個嘅好多嘅廣告，好多公司話俾聽咧，呢個一個好優質嘅生活。
You know, women wearing nice clothes, men playing with electronics.
嗰啲女人咧就女士著好靚嘅衫啦，啲男士喺度玩電子遊戲啦。
Children with toys in their hands, smiles on their faces。
啲細蚊仔咧有好多玩具啦，有一個好好嘅笑容。
Now here's my conclusion。
最後我作呢個結論。
Most of the messages that we receive，
我哋所睇到好多好多俾我睇嘅信息咧
，they all tell us if you want to have a good life。
如果佢話你想一個好嘅生活咧
，if you want to have a blessed life，
如果你有個蒙福嘅生活咧
，then you got to do two things。
你要做兩樣嘢。
Number one, you have to buy something you don't already have.
第一咧就係話，如果你冇嘅嘢咧，你要去買咗翻嚟。
And number two, you have to be someone you are not.
第二咧就係你成為一個另外一個嘅人。
So there's a set of conditions.
有好多嘅條件。
And so what happens in your mind and my mind is that you and I create a false self, a false self. In order to gain this conditional love or conditional blessing. And this is a really big problem for human beings. Because there are two universal longings of the human heart.
It's
in every human being alive, there's two universal desires. Number one, it's to truly be known. And the second is to be unconditionally loved. We want the answer to these two questions. Do you know me? Do you love me? And when our true selves are neither known nor loved, that leaves us empty inside. So on Christmas, you see so many people that are empty and lonely inside. Because many people say, people don't know me. And people don't love me completely. Now that really crushes a human soul. I want to tell you this morning that God has a different message for you. And it's not just for you, it's for the world. And if you understand this message, if you embrace this message, it will change your life. So let's turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. It's very short, but God has something very important to say to you. Now this morning, I'll be speaking from Malachi and talking about his message. Let me read it to you, the title, okay? Because Pastor Stephen taught me into practices.
So
it's Tadik Sun Sik Si Oi. Right?
The message is love.
Is that good?
It's very good.
Message is love. Next week, Pastor Stephen will be talking about his name.
下个星期呢,
and then Pastor Sam on Christmas Day will talk about his call.
圣诞节的时候呢,
so please join us for these messages. So right away you find that it says here, a prophecy, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
这里讲到耶和华,
now Malachi, the word means my messenger.
马拉基这个时候呢,
so God is trying to say, I'm here to give you an important message through my servant Malachi.
神就说,藉着马拉基,
now the book of Malachi was written at a time when the Israelites had returned from captivity.
这本书写的时候呢,
the wall was rebuilt. The city was rebuilt. And the future was brighter. But the Israelites were complacent.
但是那些以色列人呢,
they're going to worship.
他们去敬拜,
but their hearts are far from God. They're giving to God. But holding the best from Him. And they're treating each other with indifference. They just don't care. So throughout this book, you find that God is going to address very serious issues. But listen to how God starts His message. He says, I have loved you. Now why does God start here? I think God is trying to tell us something. He's trying to actually explain why he's about to say the things he's going to say. He wants to know that everything he's about to say is done in love. See, before you and I can understand the words of God, you and I need to understand the heart of God. I went down to New York City a few weeks ago. And I went because I have a friend down there. His wife called me. She said, I'm really desperate. Your friend has an addiction. Can you do something to help, please?
你可不可以来帮我啊?
So I got two of my other friends and we flew down to New York City.
我和另外两个朋友，我们一起就飞落去纽约。
Now if you know me, my personality is I wanted to just confront him directly.
你如果你认识我，我想去到就要去面对他。
So we had a strategy. One friend would ask questions.
我们曾经想着一个朋友就问问题。
I would deliver the bad news.
我就告诉他这个坏的消息。
And then the third friend would clean up the mess.
第三个会收拾残局了。
And I thought that was such a good strategy.
我想想,这个计划挺好,
but as we prayed about it,
但当我们一起祈祷的时候,
God spoke to us.
神对我们说话,
God said to us, before he can understand what you're going to say to him, he needs to know that you love him.
神说,在他未听你们想说什么之前,
so I learned a great lesson that day.
我那天就学了这个讯息了,
that before my friend wanted to hear our words, he needed to understand our heart. So when God says, I have loved you, he wants you to understand his heartbeat. See, this is not just a word about God. It's a word from God to you. It's not just to a general population, it's to you. God does not only want us to know facts about him. He wants us to know him. Because you can know a lot of things about God and not know God. This is a word from God to us. And the image God wants to show us is that he is a loving father. He's not just a judge. He's not a distant judge, but a loving father. When you read Malachi, God uses this term father many times to describe his nature. Now when this was written, that was unheard of. God would never be known as a father. God would be a judge. God would be a mystical power. But never as a father. And you see in this book, God is going to rebuke them for all their sins. But listen to what God says first. It's so tender-hearted. He doesn't just correct and rebuke his children. The first thing he says is, I have loved you. Now you and I as parents, we often do the opposite. If our children are misbehaving, we correct them and discipline them right away. But God says that's the wrong approach. Say, you have to tell people your heartbeat, I love you first. He wants to know this is a word from a loving father. See, we often judge our heavenly father by how we know our earthly father. But God here says, no, I'm the model, I'm the standard. So we ought to start with our heavenly father and then look upon how our earthly father, how we should behave as fathers. Some of you have great fathers here. Praise God for that. Some of you here grew up without a father. Or maybe you had an unreliable father. Malachi teaches us something wonderful here. He says, even if the fatherless have a father, even those who have a father who was unreliable and said destructive things have a good father in heaven that will never let you down. And even those who have a great dad on earth, you have a perfect father in heaven. See, when you read through Malachi, he's trying to paint this picture of I'm a father to my children. And he's trying to tell us two things here. Number one, he's trying to tell us he's a personal God, a personal father. He's a personal being who wants to know his children, truly know his children. He's not a force, a mystical force. A force cannot love you. It cannot change your heart. It cannot sacrifice. It cannot teach you. God is a personal father who wants to touch the lives of his children. Number two, God also says his love is unconditional. When God says, I have loved you, this is an unconditional statement. Every other religion, faith system, to some degree, says if you obey God, he will love you. And so that's why many people say good people go to heaven. Bad people do not. Only the God of the Bible says no, forgiven people go. It doesn't matter what you did or what you're doing. If you turn to God and humble yourself, God can change your life. Only the God of the Bible says, I love you. Your obedience does not compel me to love you. My love will compel you to obey me. Do you see the difference? It sounds like a small difference, but it makes the biggest change in your life. A few years ago, my wife and I flew to Beijing, China. It was a 13-hour flight, and we landed in January in China. And then we took a smaller plane to Nanjing. You say, why did I go to Nanjing? Because there was a little girl waiting for us. And we were going to adopt this little girl. I have three children. Two were born to us. And the youngest one was adopted. So we went to the orphanage. And they present the girl to us. No, I didn't go and say to the orphanage director. I say, why don't you line up all the children here? And I'm going to have a checklist and I will observe all the different children and what they do for hours. And so I'll have this checklist and once these hours are done, I will choose the best one. No, we were matched with a child. And we made the choice to love her no matter what. Whether she was going to be bad or good. Whether she would rebel or stay faithful to us. And people say, why did you do that? And I'll tell you the answer is because God did that for us. God made a choice to love us. The God of the Bible walks into an orphanage. And he sees all the children. And he says, I'm going to adopt all these children. Some are going to be horrible to me. Some will be rebellious. Some are going to hurt me. Some will make me regret the choice. But I will love them anyway. I love them so much that I'm willing to die for them. And I know that my love will change them. You see, to be known and to be loved are the greatest cries of the human soul. Every single person wants to be known and to be loved. And in this simple sentence, God says, I love you, I know you. Now, how do we respond to that? When God says, I know you, I love you, how do we respond? Look how they responded. They said, how have you loved us? Now remember, the Israelites were doing better, but they were still struggling financially, and they were still struggling politically. Life was not perfect. The prophets had prophesied this great outcome, but they didn't see this. So they're looking at their lives and their nations and their finances. And they're basically saying, they're asking this. They're saying, if you loved us, God, things would be better. Have you said that to God? I think if you're honest, we've all said that to God.
See,
God, if you loved me, I would have this relationship. God, if you loved me, I would have that job. I'd have that promotion. I'd have that husband. Or that kind of wife. Or the health of that wealth. You say, God, if you love me, I would have a better life. The story of Malachi, and I would, is the story that is like a father who sits on a chair. And the father picks up the little boy or the little girl and puts that little boy and little girl onto his lap. And he hugs this little boy, this little girl. And he says, I love you. Everything I have is yours. But we push him away. The little boy, little girl pushes him away and says, no. How have you loved me? We say, show me. Prove it to me, God, that you love me. Now here's in the Bible is how gracious God is. And I want to outline three ways that God responds to our response. And it's actually quite remarkable. It should make us joyful in our hearts that God is so patient and so merciful with us. Number one, God absorbs all the hurt caused by us. You know, let me tell you, it hurts God a lot. When we say, prove it to me, God. Show me that you love me. You know, sin is not just breaking God's heart. Breaking God's law. It's breaking God's heart. One of the most curious verses in Genesis chapter 6. It says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth. And it says in the Bible, he was grieved in his heart. He was grieved in his heart. It really broke his heart. Some of your children have said many hurtful things to you. And I can tell you as a father, it crushes you. Maybe they don't see the sacrifice you make. There are many things you do for your children, they don't see it, they get angry at you. Maybe some of you have done the same to your own parents. You said many things that you regret to them. Now imagine what it's like to be God the Father. Think of all the people on the planet that claim to be Christians. All of us. Now imagine all the hurt God has to absorb. Remember, the Malachi is writing to Israelites. These are God's people. They're not outsiders. Yet God does not retaliate. doesn't get bitter or seek revenge.
他不会觉得苦毒,
he absorbs it. And he leads us through it. You know, and he shows us a better way. And some of us would say, well, how did he do that? The answer is Jesus. God sent Jesus on Christmas. Knowing full well that he would absorb every kind of physical pain. That Jesus would be beaten and crushed. And he would absorb not only physical pain, but spiritual pain.
That
every sin ever committed was heaped upon Jesus. And even to the point where God the Father said, I can't look at it anymore. And the remarkable thing about Jesus is he does not fight back. He doesn't send armies of angels to come and wipe us out. He humbly goes to a cross and he dies. That is unconditional love. You know, when we get hurt, oftentimes we introduce conditions to avoid such pain in the future.
You
say, I love you, but you're going to have to say sorry, and you have to promise you'll never do it again. But God's love never changes. It never diminishes over time. It's not conditional. You know, God is so patient with us. So this Christmas, let me ask you one question. What has God personally absorbed for you? And what has God personally absorbed from you? What words have you said and what deeds that you've done have grieved God's heart? You know, there's so much pain that God absorbs for us. But it shows us that God loves us. Now the second thing is God reminds us of His grace that is poured upon us, that He pours upon us. One of the biggest problems that you and I have is that once we're delivered from something, we often forget about the situation we were in. That's why in verse 3 to 5, God explains this and reminds them of this. He says, was not Esau Jacob's brother? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. And I have turned his hill country into a wasteland and left his inheritance to the desert jackals. Verse 4 says, Edom may say, though we have been crushed, we will rebuild our ruins. But this is what the Lord Almighty says, they may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of God. And it ends in verse 5, it says, you will see it with your own eyes and say, great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. Now this is a tricky passage to understand. But let me try to navigate us through it. Now you have to go back to Genesis. Genesis is the first book of the Old Testament, Malachi is the last. Now Jacob, who is mentioned here, is the son of Isaac, who is the grandson of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Israel. So Malachi is not really referring to an individual, but rather the nation of Israel, the nation of Israel.
So Malachi不是单单讲一个人,
and Esau refers to the nation of Edom.
以扫呢, 是代表以东人。
And so you have two nations here. One nation received God's grace because God has a purpose for that nation. The other becomes a wasteland. Now here's something important. Now, just because the Israelites were, Israel was chosen to bring forth the Messiah, did not mean that every individual Israelite would be saved.
这里讲到,虽然以色列国是被选民一个选民,是带领将来的救赎主,但不表示当中每一个人都是得拯救的。And
in the same way, it doesn't mean that every Edomite was cursed.
也都没有表示每一个以东人是会被咒诅。So
Malachi is trying to make a point here. He's saying, look, remember the grace of God.
这里马拉基主要讲,记住神自己的恩典。He
said, look what happened to Edom.
你看看,以东。
Both nations sinned.
两个国家都有犯罪,
both nations should receive judgment. But Israel got grace. You know, a woman once asked Charles Spurgeon,
有一个女人有一次问施布珍,
Charles Spurgeon's a famous preacher in England. He was a famous preacher in England.
施布珍在英国一个很有名的讲道的家,
she said, I can't understand why God would say he hated Esau.
我真的不明白为什么神会说他不是恶意数的呢?
And Spurgeon said this. He said, that's not my difficulty, madam.
他说,其实呢,施布珍就说,这个不是我最大的问题。
He says, my trouble is to understand how God could love Jacob.
反而呢,我想想神怎么可以爱到雅各啊?
So you have to start from the right perspective.
所以我们需要从一个出发点是对的。
You have to look at your own heart.
你首先看看自己的心。
And if you can't see that your own heart is sinful,
如果你不看到你自己内心,
and that you desperately need God's grace,
我们实在需要神自己的恩典,
you and I will always think we deserve better.
很多时候,如果不是,我们经常觉得我们值得,是配得更多的。
And you truly will never understand God's love.
我们这样不会明白神的爱。
See, sometimes we're so frustrated at God because all we want to see is what's next, what's coming.
所以有些时候我们对神很不耐烦,我们经常说,跟着是怎样的呢?跟着来的是什么呢?
We forget what already came.
但我们忘记了已经来到的了。
What God's already given us.
神已经给了很多给我们。
God gives us grace upon grace.
神是给我们恩上加恩。
He gives us Jesus.
他给我们主耶稣。
He gives us life.
他给我们生命。
He gives us provision.
他给我们很多的供给。
You know what? God may be doing 10,000 things in your life. But you're only aware of 10 of them. God says, remember the other things I'm doing. You may not even see it. I'm doing it.
神说,
this Christmas, I want to ask you another question.
在这个圣诞节,
what life should I have apart from the grace of God?
如果我们除了没有神的恩典的时候,我的生命是怎样呢?
Where has God brought me?
神到底带领我去到什么地方呢?
What has God already done for me and in me?
神在我身上,里面做了什么,为我做了什么呢?
We have to start in the right place.
我们需要问这个问题。
Thirdly, God still loves us.
第三样,神仍然爱我们。
You know, the whole point of this book is God is trying to paint a picture of a loving father.
在整本书里面,让我们看到神是一个慈爱的父亲。
It's not an impersonal force.
不是一个就这么一股的力量。
You know, you often walk through malls on Christmas.
当你在这个商场在圣诞节里走的时候,
but I guarantee if you ask all the people there,
如果你问那里的人呢, 我相信呢,
you know, why are you so happy?
为什么你这么开心啊?
You know, they can say family.
他们可能说家庭呢?
But I'll tell you, the real meaning of Christmas is not just a family love. It's God's love. It's because a lot of people just think love is some kind of force out there. The message of Christmas is God knows you personally and He always will love you.
在圣诞的信息就是说,神是很认识我们,而且他永远爱我们。
You and I need to hear this message over and over again.
我们需要听这个信息多次去听。
Because as you hear it over and over again, as you embrace it, that will change your life.
因为当我们不断去听这个信息的时候,我们生命就会改变。
We don't just tell our children, I love you, and then that's it. Once, only once in a life.
我们不会跟我们小孩子说一次,我爱你,说一次就算了。
You keep saying it.
你不断地说。
And you keep showing it. 你告訴他聽, and you'll watch that life blossom. You know, to be loved but not known is comforting but superficial.
如果我們被愛,
but to be known but not loved is freeing, but it's absolutely crushing to your soul.
但如果我們被人認識,
the God of the Bible says, I know you and I love you.
聖經說, 神話, 我愛你,
and I'll tell you, you know, once we understand this message, it really does change your life. I'll tell you two ways that I see it could change your life in these two ways. Number one, you become a more humble person. Because God knows all your sins. God knows all your flaws. He knows your weaknesses. Yet He still loves you. So how can we be a prideful person on Christmas? But at the same time, number two, we become more courageous.
第二方面呢,
that God loves us despite all of this.
因为虽然我们这样,
that God's love is so wide and so deep that not even death can separate you from God's love.
神对我们爱是这么深这么广，就算是死亡都不能够与我们神的爱隔绝。
So what do you have to be afraid of? See, at Christmas, I think we ought to have a deeper prayer life. If you're more humble, you ought to have a deeper prayer life. You drop to your knees and because you're dependent upon God. And I think in Christmas time, to be more courageous means that we sing louder, for example. Because despite all the pain in your life or the struggles, you can still sing because God loves you. You know, Christmas is a time to be courageous. So let me ask you, are you growing in humility and courage this Christmas?
我想問你們在這個聖誕節裡面,你會不會學習更加謙卑和更加有勇氣呢?
It's a paradox.
這個好像一個相反一樣。
Right, because how can you be confident and humble? And how can you be humble and confident?
怎樣能夠好有信心,又要謙卑,又要謙卑,又要好有信心呢?
Only the gospel does that for you.
聖經這個福音是能夠幫我們做。
That God truly knows you, and He truly loves you.
因為神真正認識我們,而且真正愛我們。
Some of you are asking this question. I want to bring it back to verse 2. How have you loved us? I understand some of you probably struggle with this. You may be in your heart, you don't want to admit to other people, but you say, God, show me how you love me. Do you know the pain I'm going through? Do you know the struggle I go through? I want to end with a little exercise, shall I say. Can we close our eyes? Because if you're asking this question, I think God the Father has a special message for you. And He's telling it to you personally. God the Father would say, before time began,
神会跟我们说,在未有时间以先,
I made you.
我做你,
I know you.
我认识你,
I know what makes you laugh.
我知道什么可令你笑,
I know what makes you cry.
什么令你哭,
I know every single struggle and pain.
我知道你每一个的挣扎和痛苦,
even though you may hide it from other people, I know. I chose to adopt you into my family and to be your father. I love you. Everything you see around you is a gift to you. Please realize it's because I love you. I watched you grow up and I saw you walk away from me. But I never ever gave up on you. I sent my only son on earth to die for you. And though it hurt me deeply, I did it so that you may live with me. I love you. I want you to invest your life. Because I made you for a great purpose. You're not an accident. You're not a failure. I love you. I hear every prayer you say. I listen to every song you sing. I catch every tear you cry. I love you so much. I have a great plan for your future. Will you trust me? Trust me because I love you so much. Father, we thank you so much for your love today. You truly know us. You know our hurts and pains and our struggles. You know what makes us happy and our joys. You know our strengths and weaknesses. Yet you love us completely. You love us sacrificially. Your love actually never changes. Thank you for being a good, perfect father to us. And for never giving up on us. Even sometimes we are mad at you, we curse at you. You still offer us forgiveness and grace. Father, I pray that you would forgive us. Help us to hear and embrace this message of love today. Some of us have wandered far from the path. And we may think nobody would want us back. But I know that you want us back. You open your arms and you want us to come in for a hug. Father, we need this love more than ever today. Thank you for sending your son on Christmas Day. Not only to show us love, but to love us. Listen to our prayer, Father. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.